Welcome to the Good Time Show. I'm your host, Damon Epps, and today I'd like to introduce Gary Vernon, a visionary trailblazing, transforming Northwest Arkansas with his world-class mountain biking trails. Before we dive into the conversation, I'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors. Blake Street House is a vibrant social club where people from all walks of life come together just to be themselves and make our community and the world a more inclusive and better place for all. And I'd also like to thank The Ledger, a world-class first bikeable building offering state-of-the-art workspace solutions and redefining the concept of work-life integration in downtown Bentonville. It's more than just a place of work. It's a hub for creativity, community, and innovation. And now, in this episode, we explore Gary Vernon's inspiring journey from building bicycles at Walmart to leading a development of over 600 miles of mountain bike trails in Northwest Arkansas, and also here to discuss the recent tornado devastation in the area and how the community is coming together to rebuild the whole thing. So, that said, now let's dive into the show. How are you doing today, Gary?
Pretty damn good.
I have a feeling you're exhausted.
You know, it's been a good week. I mean, it's really, you know, the day after the tornado and going out and looking at everything, you're like, wow, we're going to be closed for a year or more. The trails are devastated. But that first week, seeing 250 people, volunteers, show up to help us clean up the entire castle area, and it got cleaned up in 2 hours.
Wow.
You know, after several professionals are chainsawing the day before, but 250 people coming and do anything happens quick. So we got the entire castle cleaned up. The Trailblazers organization just sent out an alert. Hey, we need help with the cleanup of the castle on a Wednesday night. 250 people showed up.
So just to kind of give everybody else that doesn't know what happened, how many weeks has it been since the tornado happened?
It was the 26th of May, so it's been a month.
So it's been a month. So a month ago, anyone that does not know, there was a tornado that ripped through Northwest Arkansas, specifically Rogers and Bentonville, and tore down trees all over the place. Gary is involved in building the most intricate bike trails in the world, as we've claimed it. It's the mountain bike capital of the world, as of now, Bentonville is. And trees fell everywhere, and it has been a huge disaster all over the place, and it's been a real bummer for me and my buddies who really like to mountain bike, because we all think, but it seems to be clearing up very quickly. How did you get into, I mean, I don't even know how far, should we just go all the way back to when you decided to get into biking, or like, how did you stumble into this world?
Well, I grew up in just an hour up the road in Missouri, you know, and was an Evel Knievel fanatic, you know. So I was so I got into motorcycles and bicycles, but I raced BMX.
Okay,
you know, like back in the early '80s, it was it was peaking from like '81 to '84 was a big deal around here, BMX, just like California.
Oh, okay,
and I BMXed in Springdale, Arkansas, even, you know, back in 81, but got into motorcycles, but found mountain biking in the late 80s, and it was a wonderful cross between motorcycles and BMX, you know, a bigger bicycle, and, you know, wanted to, you know, pursue that. But anyway, along the way, I got a job at Walmart back in high school.
Because that's what we do in Bentonville.
Well, actually, I was in Joplin and got
the job. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So you were – it was real Walmart.
It was real Walmart. It was a store.
You weren't like intern. You were just a guy working at a store.
I needed to raise some money to buy a new Honda dirt bike, and I needed a steady job. And the part-time job at the bike shop didn't pay the bills, so I went to Walmart. And I ended up staying there, like, through college and all that. So if you're at Walmart in a store and your career is progressing – you end up in Bentonville, Arkansas. That's how that happens. Now, nobody else comes back. You know, 20 years ago when I moved here, 21 years ago in 03, nobody came here unless you were working for Walmart and you got a home office job, mm-hmm. or you were a supplier for Walmart and you had to come here and do your 2 years tour of duty, you know, to get promoted. If you're a Procter & Gamble, you had to come here and represent Procter & Gamble for 2 years at Walmart. Then you went to their corporate office and got promoted. So, really,
nobody really wanted to stay here.
People didn't think about Northwest Arkansas, or especially Bentonville, as a place that they wanted to relocate. Now, That's all changed now, as you know. I mean, you're here from Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm here from Hollywood. And I got to tell you, this is the honest truth. And I say this over and over again. I don't know if I would have lived here even 5 years ago. Yeah. Or even 6 years ago.
Yeah.
For sure not 6 years ago. For sure five, probably not. But even four, in the past 3 years, this place is just, it's mind-blowing.
Well, and it's, in my humble opinion, it's all based around, you know, Tom Walton's early vision in 06 of adding some mountain bike trails here. Because that transformed this community, mountain bike trails. And that started, I'd heard a rumor, you know, I'd moved here for my Walmart career in 2003. And of course, what does an old mountain biker do when he moves to a new location? You start building little crappy trails. And in Bella Vista, me and a few other friends made a route out there. But I'd heard that the city of Bentonville was building a legitimate trail, and I didn't believe it. But my son—
And this was Tom?
Tom had this idea of bringing 5 miles, you know, building a 5 mile trail system on the north edge of Bentonville, which is right now it's called phase one. You know, it just kind of stuck. Phase one slaughter pen, that trail system that's along the highway.
Oh, so, wait a second. So slaughter pen, the one that we all talk about, was the OG.
The first 5 miles were built on that north hillside that's along the highway.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And so I stumbled across that. I was driving into town. My son, who's 18 now, he was about 10 months old in a car seat, and I'm driving into town. It's winter, so you can see the trail being cut up the hill. So I pulled in, said, oh, my God, there's a real trail there. And I hiked up the woods and ran into 23-year-old Tom Walton and his Aunt Alice and on the trail. And that led to a friendship and riding, and I ended up being the president of the local volunteer club that helped, you know, maintain the trail.
That's so interesting. So you didn't know Tom until you ran into him on a trailhead.
Didn't know him.
Many moons.
Nobody knew who Tom Walton was. And when he was 23, he'd been away to college.
Got it.
And just showed up and changed the world.
That's fascinating. So who built the first 5 miles? Just Tom and a couple of people?
He picked up an Arkansas mountain bike guidebook, and a guy who wrote the book, he called him up and said, hey, can you build trail? And sure enough, they started building trail. And that actually ended up being a relationship that Nathan Woodruff joined in on, and that became Progressive Trail Designs, which they're still—
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So that guy's Progressive Trail Designs.
Yep.
Okay. And then you were working at Walmart. What division of Walmart were you working in?
I was actually a director in the environmental division. Had a really good job, you know, recycling projects and it was a great job. But as I was, you know, a volunteer, you know, for the trails, I kept getting projects from Tom. Hey, look at this. Go to this conference. Do this, you know. And, you know, about 2014, I had two full-time jobs, you know, were on Walmart and trail. And so I actually, in early 2015, I wrote a job description. I could see where things were getting ready to just explode on development of trails. And they had, you know, Tom and his brother Stuart got together then. And those two guys together are so brilliant. I'm like, they need somebody, you know, to guide this work. And so I wrote a job description and said, all the things I'm doing now, I just wrote them down on a list. Like, you need somebody to oversee trail design, take your ideas and execute them through trail builders, have events to promote the area and so forth, you know, get kids and women on bikes and through advocacy groups. So all that, set it down. I sat down with them for half an hour and said, you know, with everything you're doing, you guys need to really think about having somebody full time at the foundation do this. And I'm your man. And Stuart said, you'd leave Walmart after 30 years. I'm like, for this job, hell yeah, you know. So they hired me, and I've been there since.
That's crazy. It's very cool. It's a very cool job.
It's the greatest job that I could ever dream of. This is not my dream job. I never dreamed of it as job. So, and this has been a wonderful thing for me. But
how long were you working for? How long were you? You said Tom was 2015? 2000?
I started in 2015 working for Thomas Dirt. But I'd been at Walmart for almost 31 years.
Got it. So 2015, and then you pitched the idea.
I pitched the idea in like early 15, and they hired me a few months later.
Oh, got it. When would, that's right, because you didn't build Slaughterpen. When was Slaughterpen? What was the first?
It opened in 2007.
Oh, wow.
The 5 miles, and then it grew to 12 and 18, and then, when I came on board, we were really able to just do a lot of projects, you know, at once, and so we were building at one time 2 to 3 miles a week of new trails in the peak time of building trail, 2 to 3 miles a week, you know, in the region and even outside the region in state parks and around the state of Arkansas, 2 to 3 miles of new trail per week. It was crazy.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. If you came here and rode, spent a week and rode 100 miles, you know, over 600 miles or net 1,200 miles around the state, the next year you come back and be over 100 more new miles that you hadn't even seen before. So think about that. That was happening for a couple of years. You know, now we've really slowed down the pace and we're doing quality, not quantity, and really focusing on special features and experiences. But that was reality for probably 3 years.
Wow.
Of building that many miles.
That's crazy.
So now if you're in Northwest Arkansas and you're based out of Bentonville, you have nearly 600 miles of trail within, you know, an hour and a half drive, let's say that. But around the state, we've got 1,200 miles of, we're talking mountain bike trail, world-class mountain bike trail that you can ride a bicycle on, an e-bike on too, if you want. And that is in the state of Arkansas. It's really, and
that started with the 5 miles.
There was already trail out there. We had some trail in the National Forest.
Right, yeah, I guess so.
But the boom around here in Northwest Arkansas started, you know, just going crazy with that 5 mile trail system.
And it's really interesting to watch, like the Greenway. I mean, me and my buddy, and we go down the path just to see how far the Greenway goes. But it's really cool, just like getting over to the Amp right now. That's been really cool. So if I was downtown and I left from Wright's Barbecue, is that 600 miles? Could I do 600 miles?
It's 218 that you can leave the downtown square and ride trail in Bentonville and Bella Vista, 218 miles.
Okay.
And growing a little bit. Now, if you were on the Greenway, you could access on paved trail quite a bit more, but if you'd have to get in your car to hit all the 560 miles, let's say.
Got it.
It's kind of sprinkled out. You know, Eureka Springs has got a wonderful trail system that connects through its town, 50 or 60 miles there. And you got Hobbs State Park, which is east of here, 40 minutes, you know, and that's 50-some miles. And, you know, Fayetteville, Springdale have wonderful trails. Siloam Springs has a whitewater park with a trail system right above it. And so many different little pockets of different experiences. Now, it's not all the same. We purposely try to build different trail experiences. And along the way, the state of Arkansas perked up and realized what an economic impact that trails are. And they started building trails with us. We helped them put trails in the state park. So there's 4 trails in Arkansas state parks that are called Monument Trails. And they were rated by Outside Magazine as the best trail systems in the U.S. last year. So the state parks is on board. Now they're pursuing a lift access gravity park down in Mena, which we're excited about. We've been kind of working.
Where is Mena?
It's 2 hours and 15 minutes due south of Bentonville on old Highway 71.
Is Mena where all that property that just was purchased that they say is one of the greatest sunsets? I don't know. Somebody was telling me about this.
There's a lot of great sunsets in Arkansas.
Yeah, they were like it's a valley.
You'll know Mena because you're an old Hollywood guy. Remember Tom Cruise's movie American Made, where he's the pilot?
Yes.
That is based on a true story out of Mena, Arkansas.
Oh.
And so there's people down there that are not able to say what happened down there, but for some reason, Damon, there's a giant airport down there. You know, with 6,000 linear feet runways, 2 of them. And, you know, like Bentonville Airport was just 3,200, you know, the little municipal. But Mena has doubled its length. And so what that means is we can fly, you know, regional jets in there, you know, and to this bike park. But the town of Mena is 5,000 people. It's a beautiful town. And it's got 1,200 to 1,400 foot of elevation compared to our 300 to 400 around here.
Okay.
So we'll have a year round lift access bike park in Mena. That's going to be mind blowing. So you'll be able to come to Bentonville, do your, you know, wonderful trail riding. If you want to get really crazy and do a lift access downhill, you drive or we'll fly you down there from the Bentonville Airport and spend the day at Mena. It's going to be awesome.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you went from Walmart and then, and when Tom hired you, was that was part of the Walton Family Foundation?
Went over to the Walton Family Foundation because a lot of this work has been historically charitable grants. It's been matching grants to communities since they have, you know, Bentonville was kind of the proving ground that, hey, if you build trails, this is what happens to your community. People want to come here, first of all, and spend their money, but also they want to relocate here. They want to live here. They want to be next to an outdoor recreation community because you can, you know, instead of throwing your bike on a rack and driving 4 hours to a national forest, if you can leave the neighborhood with your kids and get on a trail, that just changes your life. Or if you just leave work on lunch with your friends or after lunch, ride to Kohler Bike Park and have a beer on the trail. I mean, that's a different way of life, you know, and it's really transformed this community. So, you know.
I mean, it transformed my life.
It is, yeah. I mean, you look great.
Thank you. I mean, I used to just be so much taller, but I'm much happier and shorter now, but it's, you know, I was taller and skinnier.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, and it's okay. It's a new look.
But just to make that point, you know, studies show that if you get out in nature, you know, just a small amount of time every day, get outside,
mm-hmm.
It just, your mental health benefits are just amazing. The more time you spend outside, the more benefits you have. And you combine that with getting active, you know, with physical and mental, that's what trails will actually make you a happier, healthier person just by getting out. I mean, even just walking down a trail and hearing the sights, smelling the, you know, just seeing, hearing, and smelling nature just is a mental boost. And then you get active and get some heart pumping, and it's going to add to your quality of life. And that's what trails do. They add to your quality of life.
So funny. I have a friend who just reached out and said, hey, I've got a buddy that's going to be in Bentonville. Can you recommend a couple of restaurants? I'm like, sure. What does he want to do? And he was like, well, you know, he's a real foodie. I was like, okay, well, there's nine. Like, it's not an endless amount of restaurants. It's not like it's New York or LA. And I go, but if he's going to do Bentonville, I go, I have an electric bike. He should get on it and I'll show him around everything.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, he just wants a couple of recommendations. I go, that's just not how it's done. And I'm trying to explain to him, but it was like hitting, even right now, he's like, well, he goes, I rented a car. I'm just going to check out everything. I go, but that's not what you do. I go, it's some mountain biking. And I said, oh, and he was like, oh, I don't like biking like that. I go, dude, I have two cruisers. It's literally no effort whatsoever. They're like, you know, the Specialized or whatever. I have those Specialized cruisers.
Yeah,
and I have two really nice ones. I go, dude,
they're
fun as hell. And I go, we'll just drive around. And my buddy was like, well, he just wants a really nice restaurant. And I go, well, dude, does he want Preacher's Son? Does he want Conifer? There's only like four really nice ones, I would say. I think four, maybe. And then there's like.
Hey, we have a Chick-fil-A, too.
We have a Chick-fil-A, which is how I do it. Gary, if you want to do Candlelight with me, you, and Chick-fil-A, I'm totally down because that is really date night for me. But there's all those things. But then you want to, and I go, dude, you got to drive through the front part of Crystal Bridges to see the artwork.
You got to experience the town on the way to dinner.
You got to experience the town on the way to dinner. That's what I was telling him. I go, dude, it'll take us 15, 20 minutes to, and I could show you everything. But he's like, oh, he wants the spot and drive. And I go, it's not a place where you drive to this. I still have friends that haven't really ridden around with me on my electric bikes. And I'm like, it changes everything in this town.
People don't get it until they come and see it. I mean, we can talk about it. People can go home after a visit and talk about it. And it kind of like, everybody's like, you're crazy. Well, now, you know, that 5-6 years ago, we were still kind of one of the best kept secrets, you know, as far as mountain bike towns. But, and even last year, there was the state tourism division actually is doing a really good job of trying to promote the state as a mm-hmm. whole and mountain biking. They hired a guy from Squamish, British Columbia, which is a mecca for mountain biking. It's by Whistler, and Whistler's known as the downhill mountain bike mecca for the world. I mean, they're you know, really a big deal. So this guy named Scott Bell, who's a filmmaker, was hired by the state tourism group to come in and do some highlights of our trails. And he called me, and I told him, hey, you know, hit this trail. Well, he was picked up by a buddy of mine at the airport. He was going to take him around. And Scott Bell, the filmmaker, was telling James, hey, you know, he picked him up at the airport. They kind of hit it off. So Scott was kind of being transparent. He said, you know, I was hired from your tourism group to highlight trails in Arkansas, and I'm from Squamish, so I don't know. It's going to be tough. I'm not sure how I'm going to do this and really make them look as good as our trails or whatever. And James was like, well, why don't you hold off, you know, until we get out there, and I'll show you around and before you make judgment. He took him down the All-American from Bentonville Square and down to the middle of the trail, and he saw a castle. He saw the masterpiece, big metal sculptured trail, and all skills parks and kids everywhere. And he said, holy crap. What in the hell? And so now Scott is one of our biggest advocates. He came back again this year and shooting some film. But it just goes to show you really got to experience the town.
That was the first thing they were like, oh, well, you know, it's so flat. There's nothing out there.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
That was the first thing. And this guy was like, oh, I don't mountain bike like that. And I'm like, dude, just like you said, All American. You just cruise down All American. You go and you're just in, when you leave downtown, all of a sudden you're in an oasis of like you're in a forest. Deers are running around. There's natural springs, and it's a magical little experience to just drive around. And then the fact that Oz Art has put all this artwork where you don't even, and I don't know how it gets moved in the middle of the night. The little leprechauns like
they
in.
Do, yeah.
They really do.
Little mystic creatures
come in.
But I have a little tour. Like if I'm going to take somebody, a group or somebody that's not been here before, I've got a little. Go down All American, you know, take a look at Crystal Bridges from the Overlook. Go down and ride the Choo Choo berms, which are a paved, flowy set of berms in the woods, which is amazing.
Wait, where's this?
It's just near the where Crystal Bridges is on the north end of Crystal Bridges. Across the road is this Phase 3 slaughter pen, and it's got these berms. It's a series of berms that are back to back.
Okay,
and they're paved in the woods. And you just flow down them, and it's amazing.
I don't know if I know these paved berms.
Well, I need to take you out there and show you. But that's part of the tour. And then you go down to the masterpiece. I don't know if you've seen the masterpiece.
I don't know where that is.
I need to take you on this tour.
You need to do a lot of things for me, Gary.
And then we go down the castle. Go to the castle, which is an actual castle that you ride up and then ride down.
I will tell you, the only time – well, I've wrecked a couple of times. But the one time that I really wrecked was I went down – the castle, and just so everybody knows, like this castle thing, they built a mountain bike trails down a big hill, and they've themed them into medieval times, and it all starts in the middle of a castle, and then it has a black, it has a blue, it has all these different ones. I decided that I was going to do a blue the first time. I was on my – I didn't have a mountain bike, and so I borrowed my friend's wife's bike, and which is fine. I felt in touch with myself. I felt like a woman's bike was just what I needed. I started down the trail, and I went down that one huge chute, yep. And I felt so good and felt so proud of myself, and then I took that ride, and I took that, and I started going. I was like, I love these big, fast turns, and I kind of forgot that you guys build jumps also
yes.
in the path. So when I came around that last turn, I was going so fast, and I looked, and I was like, oh, no, this is going to be really bad, and I launched. So I'm so glad that
I wonder if we may have some footage of that. You know, there's an automatic camera system on the.
I think it was pre-automatic camera.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well,
because that was like 3 years ago, maybe. Yeah, like 2 years ago was the automatic camera. The automatic camera stuff's cool too, though.
Yeah, the high tag guys, Alex and Jonathan, have put together this really cool system that you can ride around, and you have to have a tag on your bike. So
yep, I've got one.
Yep, and it. You can jump in the air, and by the time you land and look at your phone, your video or your photo of you doing your wonderful crash or jump is on your phone. It's pretty cool.
Sometimes you see things, you're like, oh man, that was such a good idea, such a brilliant idea.
But anyway, the tour, go to the castle, do some jumps, and then go down to the skills park, and there's usually 50 kids repeating the same set of jumps and showing off for each other, and then we work our way to Kohler. For a beer at the Kohler Cafe that you only can get to on a bike or walking.
And not forget the nachos.
But, I mean, that's kind of the end of the ride that blows everybody's minds. Like this little oasis of a restaurant that has great coffee and wonderful beer and all kinds of food is out in the middle of the Kohler Mountain Bike Preserve.
That is one of my favorite things to do.
It really, mine too. If I'm going to take anybody for the first time around Slaughter Pen, we end up there.
Yep. Me and the girl used to go out and we'd do picnics. I mean, that was like my favorite thing to do. We'd just go get nachos and drink beer and have a little picnic. And it's just such a cool place.
Yeah.
It's like when the guy was asking me, my friend's friend who's coming into town, I didn't even mention it because I don't know what the current state of Kohler is.
The Airship Cafe is open?
No way.
Yeah. It's all open as of a week ago. That's a good—
That's crazy.
That's a great segue because one thing that I was going to make a point was, you know, it's one thing to have, you know, a generous family donate to the city to build trails. I mean, that's a wonderful thing, but by itself it would not be successful. You know, you'd have some trails, but it's just the way this community has come around the trails, and city leaders have really embraced it. David Wright, the parks director of Bentonville's, got behind the trails. Kayleen Griffith, who's Visit Bentonville, our tourism president, they all get the fact that these trails are wonderful for our community. And then the community is embracing the trails, and they always have. And I was actually at a conference last week in Winter Park and met a lady from Ontario that didn't even know I was from Bentonville. And she had told somebody about her trip to Bentonville and how it's her favorite place in the world and she wants to move there. So I went over and said, what do you like about Bentonville? And the main thing was the vibe, this community vibe that we have in town. And you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I just love hanging out at the coffee shop on the square and seeing all the bikers and everybody's happy. And that's exactly what's going on here. And again, 21 years ago, this was not a town that had bikers. I rode, when I first moved here, I rode my road bike to Walmart to work one time. And, you know, people looked at me like, maybe I had a DUI. You know, why are you riding your bike? You know, it's like, but anyway, now it is, people, when you recreate on a bicycle, you're more, you know, more apt to be, turn that into a utilitarian vehicle too and commute. So that's what's happening. You got everybody having fun on bikes. And you have another thing that's happened is because the trails are focused on for beginners. You know, there's trails for all skill levels. And hey, if you're a professional shredder, we're going to have stuff for you. But it's really more than any place else in the world. It's focused for that new time rider, that all American trail that follows the paved trail, where you can get off the paved trail and do a little bit of dirt. The main thing is it's designed in a way where you can see other people on the all American trail that don't look like a, you know, a 35-year-old white male shredder mountain biker. It looks like everybody else. I mean, and families leaving the neighborhood, going down the trailhead in the neighborhood and getting on the trail. Other families see those families. So this accessibility to downtown with trails that are designed that aren't intimidating. The trails are not giant jumps everywhere. I mean, they're just fun trails that you can get on and have. No matter how skilled you are, you'll find your path. And that has transformed the ridership here, where when you come here and you've seen it, you can go on a Tuesday night during the fall, and all the school kids that are racing for their school are out there practicing.
These kids are so talented.
You get a bunch of 11, 12-year-old kids without parents riding around in groups, and they'll go to the square and get an ice cream by themselves. I mean, this is like 50 years ago, how kids acted, and it's the trails that are activating all this, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's mind blowing all these trails that are, and it's also mind blowing how much I enjoy it. I never really thought I would be out there mountain biking, and when I first started, I was like, oh, I'm going to stay on the greens the whole time. I'm going to stay on the greens. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a blue guy. Huh? I'm a blue guy now. Now I'm not doing. I still kind of try to keep both wheels on the ground. I'm not good at this jumping thing. I haven't figured out.
Well, and just so everybody knows what you're talking about, I mean, we rate the trails based on colors. And, the greens are more beginner. And you can even have a white, which is like super beginner. But green is kind of a beginner experience. And then blues have a little more action, a little more maybe steeper, maybe narrower with jumps, rocks, drops. And then if you go to black or double black, then all bets are off.
All bets are off.
Mm-hmm.
There was that one, I don't know, it's over by Kohler, I think. But you launch, and you have to do three huge jumps just to get to the other side. Otherwise, you're screwed, and you land in a rock bed.
Mm, and there's Drop the Hammer. Drop the Hammer is our first big feature, and that's at Kohler. It's because Kohler's private property. It's not city property. We could go a little bigger without having to get permission from the city, and that's where that's where Drop the Hammer, which is that big metal diving board, and you can jump over your buddies that are going down the trail, and it lands down in a ravine. Well, that's been a signature feature for people to come to Bentonville. And that's kind of your, did you drop the hammer or not? I mean, that's kind of your rite of passage.
I've heard the drop the hammer.
Drop the hammer. And that's the diving board. And it drops about 12 or 14 feet down into a 70-foot lander. And then it zings you across the valley floor. And then you hit another jump and jump up and land into a berm and then keep going.
What's the coolest thing you've built so far yourself?
Well, I mean...
I guess you built all of it almost.
Well, I mean, and don't give me all the credit. I'm just very fortunate to be conducting a lot of work. And we recruit the world's best trail builders. And so my imagination, I kind of like try to, you know, work with trail builders who are artists. And we talk about trails. And we just bring in a lot of brilliant craftspeople, men and women. And we talk about what we can build. And I'm very fortunate to be at, you know, they're conducting this work of art trail system that we're building, and Tom will, you know, and Stuart have these ideas and these expectations. We all work together to, you know, through our trail builders to make wonderful features. And so, you know, the idea of a hub, like Kohler has a hub, which is a 20-foot platform, and you, because we don't have, you know, tall mountains here, you have to have trail speed. So the idea of having a raised platform to start a downhill trail became a theme of Bentonville. So we started thinking about different hubs, and the hub, like the castle, was an evolution of this hub idea. But what it is, it's a social gathering spot too. And so when we see things that are trending positively, we do more of it. And just like all of the machine cut trail, like a lot of the trail in Bentonville is made with an excavator, and it's wider, smoother, a little easier to ride. You can make big jumps, but to change the experience for mountain bikers, we added a bunch of trails northeast of Bentonville and in Bella Vista, only using trail tools, you know, hand tools. So it's hand cut trail, which, you know, what's the difference? Well, the difference is you can build smaller, more narrower, more intimate trail in places you can't get a machine. And also the terrain, the texture of the terrain is more organic and rugged. The roots, like on a machine, it'll rip roots out. It'll move rocks. It just kind of bullies its way through the hillside. But when you use 3, 4, 5, or 6 individuals with specialty hand tools, they can pick away at it and leave those little texture pieces, which makes it a little more exciting to ride. And it feels more like you're in nature because you don't have a giant corridor that a machine went down. Your elbows almost drag the trees as you go by. And so when you ride in Bella Vista, there's a lot of hand-cut trail over there, and it's really delightful. Even our old-school mountain bikers love it, and even some of the new beginners love it because it's a different experience.
Yeah, it was totally different. I actually went to hand-cut. My buddy was like, oh, you're going to love it. It's so much easier.
Hand-cut hollow.
And I was like, it's not easier.
No.
You had to pay attention. I enjoyed it, but I was ready to kind of – I mean, I probably could have done the Greenway had been fine that day. And next thing you know, I was on Hand Cut Hollow and I was really having to pay attention.
And that's where your stress relief comes in. If you're going down the Greenway and you're daydreaming about your stress in your life, because you can zigzag down the Greenway, when you go to Hand Cut Hollow or one of these narrow technical trails, your brain is on survival mode and you do not think about stress.
It is true. That has mm-hmm. been like we talk about that all the time, about it's so nice to get on the trails and bust your ass down the trails because everything you were stressed about has to go away because you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention. And if you don't, and you have to kind of be in the mode of mountain biking and being with nature, and you kind of, and then when you get done, a lot of my stress goes away.
Totally. If you sit in an office job all day long and then you jump in your car and you're listening to a podcast and then you go home and you make dinner and lay on the couch, you're never going to get mentally or physically well.
Unless you guys were listening to the Good Time Show, and then you will feel completely...
Well, you can take an hour out of your lives. Yeah. I mean, come on. But if you do that day after day, I mean, you're just going to be depressed, and you're going to feel guilty and all that. So get outside, get on a trail, walk, you know, run or bike a trail. And I think every community should have a trail. And we talk about this. I have the opportunity. I'm very fortunate that I get to travel around the world, and because different countries want to, they've heard about Bentonville. I've been to Scotland twice. I've been Switzerland, Germany, Austria, Japan, talking about Bentonville and around the country. Because
how crazy is that?
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean,
people just have to understand that this was a small town that really no one wanted to live in.
Nope. And
I don't mean to be rude, but nobody wanted to live here.
But Tom's crazy idea that I didn't even get when we first started talking about it. We were out there, you know, raking part of the 5 miles, and he had this big vision about Bentonville becoming a mountain bike destination culture with, you know, cycling culture. And I just thought he was a crazy kid, but hell, we had 5 miles of trail to ride. Let's do it. But that has really become, this has become the proving grounds for all these other mountain bike enthusiasts who want this in their hometown. So they want somebody to talk about what's going on in Bentonville. And so I've been able to travel and talk about it. But it's something special about just how this, you know, outdoor recreational amenity just changes everybody's quality of life and improves it.
I remember I was here, and there was, I think they were from France or something, and it was kind of the same thing. I don't know if they all came in town, but I remember meeting these guys at Blake Street. Go Blake Street House, my sponsor. But I met them at Blake Street House, and when I first met them, you know, I mean, they're French. You know, they come with a little bit of arrogance no matter which way you do it, just because it's naturally that's who they are. And they were like, yes, we're going to, you know, they don't know. They were part of the biggest trails systems. They were super famous. And then they came back the next day after riding it for the first time. They had just gotten there. And the next day they came back, like, this is incredible. I can't do an accent.
Well, you did pretty good, yeah.
I did all right. But it's funny to watch people. Well, first off, you people like me, like, come on, it's a little town in Arkansas. Yeah, it's something these people think it's the mountain bike capital of the world. But everybody's blown away. Everyone's blown away. And the fact that you say that you travel around the world now to bring a concept that Tom and Stuart just kind of thought about is also crazy.
It is crazy. I sometimes think I'm in a different world and I'm in the Matrix, and what do you call it? This is not real.
Right. This is the Truman Show.
This is a simulation.
This is a simulation.
But I'm enjoying it.
What country have you been surprised about that you've taken like the ideas of what we're doing here and put them into the other country?
Well, I mean, I haven't put them in. They've come here, or I've come there and talked about it. And the country of Norway, you know, is very impressive. And Lars Jensen, who's kind of the trail developer for the country of Norway, has become a friend of mine, and he called me about 4 years ago out of the blue. He called me on my phone. He got my phone number from somebody, and he said, "Gary, my name is Lars. I'm from Norway, and I've been selected to help drive development of mountain bike trails all over the country of Norway. You know, they got a little oil money up there, you know, and we've done a research, and we want to come to Bentonville." And I said, well, come on. So 9 of them from Norway came here 5 years ago. And I spent a couple of days with them, and they spent a week here, and they went back, and they've been busy. And I'm like, Lars, slow down. Don't get ahead of us, you know. But they've built some really fun parks, and he actually came back in March with a dozen Europeans, and we're collaborating on an international trail builders trade school curriculum, and our community college is going to actually have an accredited trail building trade school that'll be a global recognized school.
So I think I just saw that on Visit Bentonville or something.
It's going to be awesome. But anyway, so it's really fun to see all these world-class trail developers come to Bentonville. And we put them on bikes and we all go around and we blow their mind. And, you know, we've got Graham from Scotland, who's done some of the most wonderful trails in the world. But he's got they're rugged, steep, nasty trails over there. He would love to have some of the beginner trails to get more people riding bikes. Same thing with Switzerland and Germany. They want to build trails within their communities that people can leave their neighborhood or leave their house and get on a trail. It's just a little tougher over there because of the density. And, you know, you got communities that have been around thousands of years, and it's hard to just cut a single track between the houses, you know.
So you're over at the Walton Family Foundation. Now you are running stuff over with Tom and Stuart at Runway. Mm-hmm. So that's the new world. What is the next – what's next on the agenda for this whole vision of Northwest Arkansas and the – well, you know, I also want to ask you what's going on in Bella Vista.
Well, let's start with what's next.
Okay, let's do what's next. I always do this. I always want to answer two questions at the same time.
Because we're still trying to figure out Bella Vista, honestly.
Okay, good.
But really, you know, if you think about it, this formula that was really successful with mountain biking is, you know, basically creating a mountain bike, creating trail for beginners that is accessible from town. You know, that's a super formula. Why can't you do that with paddling? Little Sugar Creek that goes through Bella Vista has, I mean, people are already paddling now. What if it's improved and there's operators that are doing shuttles for paddling and there's vendors, you know, with equipment and food all along the creek bed? And I mean, that could be something real special. And it's catered to teaching new paddlers how to kayak or canoe, paddleboard down a small creek. That's an exciting idea that could be happening. Rock climbing. There's a guy named Dennis Nelms who's been leading the workforce on building accessible rock climbing. Springdale, you know, just east of the Jones Center, which is the center of Springdale, there's a neighborhood, and behind the neighborhood there's a bluff wall that Dennis has been building out for new beginner rock climbers to come out. And it's also progressive, where I don't care how experienced you are, you're going to have a tough time on some of that wall, but it's also really focused on the beginner. You know, that's the future. Outdoor recreation that's accessible and teachable, you know, to the masses. And that's how you get all these kids outside off their video games and phones. That's how we, you know, improve our planet and make our nation better, getting kids outside.
I really loved Hollywood. When I went back, man, everybody looked so angry driving in their cars, getting out. And I don't think they've realized... You know, we all go hiking at Runyon Canyon, and I love Runyon Canyon. There's like little places to hike. And if I didn't live at the very base of the Hollywood Hills, I think my soul would have died. But because I at least got to get out in nature and walk up the Hollywood Hills and kind of back down.
Mm-hmm.
But being out here has changed everything. I don't ever like to leave. I just left recently to go on vacation, and I was oddly missing home, which is strange that I would be on vacation and like, man, I'm really missing out. Missing out on this Bentonville life.
Yeah.
No one believes me.
Hey, there's some cool trails in California, but there's not enough. I mean, if you drive around California, you see all these wonderful hillsides that could be just perfect palettes for trails, you know.
I mean, I'm not saying there is, but I'm also a person that I live downtown, so.
Well, but I mean, there could be more trails if.
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't so restrictive, you know. And
oh, yeah.
You know, like Laguna Beach, you know, there's so many famous mountain bikers there. Brian Lopes is a multi-time world champion, and he lives right at the base of the Laguna Hills and Laguna Beach, wonderful house. And he has to ride illegal trails above him. He's taking me on them. They're wonderful trails, but they're all illegal.
Right.
Well, not all of them, but a lot of them. And there's actually a really funny Instagram, you know, kind of a spoof. It's Laguna Beach Bike Park. And there's this, you know, there's a whole thing on this Instagram that's talking about how they're gonna build new Bentonville in Laguna Beach. They're gonna take everything that they're gonna replicate Bentonville and put it on the top of the mountain of Laguna Beach, and it's got all the locals like pissed off. They don't know what the hell's going on, but it's just a lot of fun.
That's really funny. Oh, California! Just mentioned Arkansas. They're very upset.
Yeah,
people need to really realize. And you were from Missouri, and now you live here, and so. How big do you think – what about the Greenway? I want to know about the Greenway. Is the Greenway – how much more of the Greenway do we have to do to connect it from Fayetteville to Bentonville?
It's connected.
It is connected.
Yeah, there's a big ribbon, you know, 40-some miles long. But the future is connecting into the city more. You know, like the big vision for Bentonville is safely kids can all ride to school and you can commute to work safely. And that's a big move, and there's a big mission to put in 30 miles of protected bike lanes and paved trails in Bentonville. And what that's going to do is just, you know, get us off out of the car, because, again, Bentonville was one of those one person in a car driving to Walmart home office and parking in the massive parking lot and walking into the home office. I mean, you know, whenever they were building the new campus, I asked one of the developers, how many parking lots, how many parking spaces are you putting in there? 15,000. You know, and if you get the majority of people using other means of transportation, you don't need to waste all that space on parking. And it's a lot easier to get around if you're 3 miles or less from work. Why would you want to put yourself through that irritating stress of trying to drive through traffic for 3 miles when you could just ride your bike quicker? That, you know, and the e-bike has made that all possible. You know, because even if you weren't a fit cyclist or wanted to get sweaty,
I feel like you're talking directly to me. So
I'm looking at you, but I like an e-bike as well.
Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world. This e-bike has changed.
It's changed everything.
It has changed. You know, my favorite thing about the e-bike was being at Blake Street. I just got into town. I know nothing. I knew nothing about Walmart. I knew nothing about anything. But I definitely didn't know anything about e-bike. All I know is that if there's a way to cheat, I cheat. You know, you know, I'm not here to be the mountain bike king of the world. And I went mountain biking and I really enjoyed it. But it was brutal. You get on some of those hills, you are dead. And it also made me go, do I really want to go today? Do I really want to go tomorrow? And then one day I just decided to ride an e-bike, and it was the greatest thing, because it's a little bit like a jet ski. You're really just out there having a really good time. You get a really good workout still. People think you're cheating.
You do get a workout.
But everybody that I talked to at Blake Street was like, this is cheating and there's no way. 1 year later, every single one of those guys have them.
The naysayers are the guys who haven't done it yet.
The naysayers are the ones that haven't done it. Yeah, it's changed my world. I have now two cruisers, a mountain bike, and I never thought I'd say this, but I might get into gravel biking.
So you came here because of a woman.
I came here because of a woman.
And you stayed because of the magic.
Yes.
So what was it? What was it that kind of captured your heart about Bentonville?
It's kind of easy, I guess. Like I've got so many friends here, I can't even tell you. I mean, I kind of make friends kind of wherever I go. I didn't get the nickname Good Times because I'm a bad time. This community is like, you actually mentioned a little while ago, and what fascinates me is about this town is that everyone thinks that everybody in Bentonville is a local, and it's completely the opposite. People are like, wow, you moved from Hollywood. Like, and I was right in the middle of Hollywood. I'm right under the D pretty much, right by the Scientology Center if you're into it. I'm not, just gonna, you know, got a lot of friends in it, but it's fine. They won't let me in. But like, when I came here, there was like, that's what it is. Hollywood is just like Bentonville in the way that nobody from Hollywood is from Hollywood. You go to Hollywood, no one's from Hollywood. Everybody's from somewhere else. Now, the difference is that when you come from Hollywood, you could be like Tammy from the middle of nowhere, homecoming queen, and she's beautiful and talented and whatever. So Hollywood is like the mecca of homecoming kings, homecoming queens, the most beautiful people ever. You're the most popular. You're the one. And they all come to Hollywood because they think that they can make it.
Right.
A lot of them can. A lot of them don't. Whatever. But they're all still pretty. But everybody comes there and changes to the environment. So like if you meet someone who's a wonderful person, we all like hope to scoop them up because they have this vibrant, beautiful energy. And within a few years, they're like, I don't know if I can go to that party because I'm hanging out with so-and-so. And you know, it's like, so the kind of in the same way, the culture of the community kind of feeds into what it is. And you become a Hollywood person. You become part of the business. It becomes, you know, we're all working. We're all trying to be famous. We're all trying to, that's the world. Here, it's completely the opposite. Everyone comes here from Hollywood. They're sick of, well, not Hollywood necessarily, but Hollywood, California, New York. I mean, big city, Chicago. Everybody I've met is a huge city person that then comes here. And instead of going, and they were all surrounded by that, you know, infrastructure of judgment and like, you need to be this or you need to be that. And you kind of come in here. I will tell you, Josh Kyle's quoted this. And so this is kind of his quote is what made me change my viewpoint because it's such beautifully said. But when you come here to Bentonville, you lose all that because everybody really does have your back. And you really soon realize that these people that are your friends are truly your friends, and they got nothing to gain from you except for to try to make you better. You come to this community, people want me to be successful.
So you come to Bentonville and you become the best version of yourself.
I think you become yourself again. Mm-hmm. You learn how to play. This is like a playground for adults. Mm-hmm. It's really just a fun little place where you just meet, and you meet somebody and you're like, hey, how you doing? And they go, dude, I'm doing great. And there's nothing behind the eyes of like, where he works. Well, you know where he works. He probably works at Walmart. So there's all that. But and I say this, and I hope the family doesn't get mad at me, but Josh said this, and I thought it was really interesting. Josh, and he said it on the podcast, so I guess it's already out there. But Josh told me that Josh Kiles, who built the ledger that I'm in, first Bible building, all the things. Josh said that in every other place in the world, you have to keep up with the Joneses. And so the mystique of the culture is like, oh, well, what kind of car do you own? What kind of car do you drive? All that kind of stuff. Well, in Bentonville, there's one Jones, and they're the richest people in the world, and they're cool, and they don't try to show off their money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you came in here going like, oh, do you know how much money I got? I mean, it's kind of a joke because there's people that have more money than, and they're
you
cool.
You can't catch them.
You can't catch them. There is no catching those people, and they're doing wonderful things for the community. They're doing wonderful things for the people. They're doing wonderful things for the world.
And they're regular people.
And they're just regular people. Mm-hmm. And they're doing things for the world that people don't even know about. And it's just, it's kind of a beautiful little thing.
Well, one point you made, which was a good point, is even though you've only been here a year, you become a local pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
And that's a magical part of Bentonville. And it even happened to a journalist that came here. I'd met her in Scotland, and I spent several days with a group of journalists writing. And I just sat down next to Sissy and started talking about Bentonville like I was talking about, you know, Bubba Gump shrimp.
That's
kind
of where I am.
You know, Bentonville this, Bentonville that. And she's like, I've never heard of Bentonville. And so she saw my presentation in Scotland, and she goes, okay, I'm coming. So Kayleen, Visit Bentonville, worked with her group, and she came here and spent a week with us. And the first night she was here, we took her to a party in Bijou. Have you met Bijou?
Yeah, Bijou, yeah.
Bijou's cooking, and this is that outside magazine, you know, like training camp for the Leadville 100, you know, whatever. So there was everybody, and you know, there's a big group of people there, and everybody's great. And so that for, you know, she thought it was all made up for her, like this was a fake party because it was a wonderful party. And I said, no, this is real. And I said, now if you spend a few days in Bentonville, you will feel like a local.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't believe it. Well, the next day she's walking across, you know, she'd met all these people at this party. The next day she was walking across the Bentonville Square to go into Walmart to buy some snacks. And somebody yelled across the square for her, hey, Sissy. And she turned around and waved, and she called me. She said, oh, my God, you're right. I feel like a local. And so that's the magic of Bentonville.
It really is. And, like, you know, I people get annoyed with me because everywhere, whatever show I'm working on, I'm preaching about Bentonville. People are like, are people paying you? And I'm like, no, I just love it. I just can't get enough of it. I've got to figure out, you know, my machine that I'm trying to build out here. I bought a house. It's gutted. I got to figure that out, but I'm all in. I'm all in on this Bentonville experience. Do you have any old stories, like crazy Bentonville stories or?
Crazy Bentonville stories? I
never had any Sam stories or any like, you know, any of the old school days, Walmart stories growing up.
You know, there's so many stories. I should have prepared for.
No,
some
it's
old,
okay.
But, you know, it's just been a wonderful thing just, you know, seeing the family. Just regular people around town, and just when you grow up, I say, you know, when you hang out with them as many years as we all have, people that have been here for 15 or 20 years, you just think of them as your friends and neighbors, you know, but they're so generous. They've changed this community, and you know, I think we're all real fortunate to have them here, and there's a lot more coming. There's a lot more wonderful things coming, and I think what they try to do is just try things here that other communities can replicate. This is not a, you know, Bentonville's going to win and nobody else does. We try to share everything with the world. That's working in Bentonville. That's why there's been economic impact studies and other studies done on what we're doing and trying to show that, hey, it works. You know, education, you know, the family, you know, invest in education to try to make America better. And you know, just there's all kinds of naysayers, you know, about Walmart and the family. But man, I've spent my life embedded in it, and I've seen it inside and out. And it's you know, I'm proud to be part of this Runway Group and everything they've done.
Well, Gary, I want to ask you a million more questions, but I think that I want to tell you thank you for coming on the Good Time Show. I've been in a search for you for so long. Not that it was probably hard to find you, but I heard this legendary Gary Vernon, who was building all the trails, and where everybody in this town that is part of this community has to thank you, because what this town is because of those trails and what Tom and Stuart have done, and what, you know, the foundation and Runway are putting together in this thing is fascinating and made the world a community a better
place. I'm just lucky to be part of it. I'm pretty good at executing and coming up with some ideas, so that works out well. 30 years of Walmart will train you to do all kinds of good things.
That's good. All right. Well, thanks for coming to the Good Time Show. And
I had a good time.
That was the whole point. Yeah. That's the whole point. All right, guys. Thank you. And please listen and please subscribe. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And we will see you the next time. Well, that's our show. If you didn't get a chance to watch the episode, check it out on YouTube and Spotify. You can also listen to the Good Time Show on Apple Podcasts or any other platform. We are always trying to grow our Planet Good Times community, so subscribe and follow us at Good Times Us on almost all social media platforms. This episode was presented and recorded live at Blake Street House Sound Lounge in Bentonville, Arkansas, a social club where people from all walks of life come together just to be themselves and make the community a better place. Till next time, good times, everybody.